The upcoming flu season will be more deadly than usual, according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the vaccine you might have taken to prevent you from getting sick won't be as effective. Dr. William Schaffner is an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. And first, Dr. Schaffner, why is this year's flu season looking more dangerous?
Well, Peter, what's apparently happened is that the wily flu virus has mutated a little bit, and the strain that we call H3N2 is not exactly matched to the vaccine. And so we think H3N2 is going to be a bit of a problem. It's the most common strain currently being isolated, and the H3N2 strains are a bit more vicious. They cause a little bit more illness, usually, than the other flu strains, particularly in older persons. So we are anticipating a kind of bad flu year, I'm afraid.
Oh, this has to be frustrating to anybody who got a flu shot this season. Only half of the flu cases so far have matched the vaccine. So how is it that the vaccine makers missed the mark so much?
Well, we try to do the best each year. We look into our crystal ball and try to anticipate which are going to be the most active flu strains, and those are the ones that we represent in the vaccine. And you've made a good point. There's more than one flu strain circulating, so the other parts of the vaccine are going to offer us some protection. So if you haven't been vaccinated, still go ahead and get vaccinated because there's benefits in the vaccine.
Why is that H3 strain more deadly than another strain?
Well, different viral strains have the capacity to produce more severe illness, and we have recorded over the years that the H3N2 strains are the ones that cause, by and large, more severe illness, particularly among those people who are older and those who are immunocompromised and have a tendency to have complications. So, again, for particularly those people, get yourself vaccinated. There are more flu strains out there, so you want to be protected against the others. And if you get sick, see if you don't qualify for an antiviral that will reduce your illness.
So, best case scenario, when you make a vaccine that is performing well, what percentage of the cases match the vaccine?
Well, it varies from year to year. Often, we match completely. At other times, we're a little bit off. But remember, Voltaire, that old French philosopher, said, waiting for perfection is the great enemy of the current good. And we can do a lot of good using the current pretty good vaccine.
Mm. And so right now, I gather there's not enough time to make a new one to match the strains we're seeing.
What you see is what we've got. And so we've got to use the vaccine we have currently available to do the most good to prevent the most illnesses. And in addition, we should remember, hand hygiene is very important. Wash those hands, use those hand hygiene wipes and solutions. And also, if you get sick, by all means, call your healthcare provider because you may get an antiviral medication which will reduce the severity of the disease and reduce your chance of getting the complications of pneumonia and having to be hospitalized. Don't wait to call your doctor because those antivirals, in order to work, you have to start them pretty darn quickly. Usually best within the first 48 hours after the onset of your illness.
Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Peter, and stay healthy.